White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California, September 23, 1907. Elder J.E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. Dear children, Edson and Emma, I have read your letter, which speaks of your disappointment after conversing with Brother Ford. I am sorry that you were unsuccessful in obtaining the favors you desired, but I am not surprised. Brother Ford reveals unfavorable traits of character. Commit your way to the Lord, Edson, and He will be your helper. Your only hope must be in Him. He will never disappoint you. We all need to have the cleansing blood of Christ applied to our hearts. We need to live by faith and not by sight. Let not your heart be troubled, Christ says. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 1 to 3. That which is of greatest importance for us to know is that we are right with God. If we put our trust in the Lord, surrendering our will wholly to His will, He will work out our salvation. He will be our sanctification and righteousness, our front guard and our rearward. There is comfort for us in the words, Verily I say unto you, He that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Verses 12 to 14. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me by the eye of faith, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away, and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Verses 15 to 31. This is Christ's instruction to every church, to every printing establishment, to every sanitarium and every school, and I am instructed to present them to you. I thought to write to all, for these words are addressed to all who claim to be Christians, but concluded to let this wonderful discourse speak to you. Let it make its impression on your heart. The words of Christ recorded in the 15th, 16th, and 17th chapters of John are needed by all. In every home they are to be presented as a message from God, telling how we may come into possession of the grace of Christ. If we refuse to comply with the conditions He lays down, we will be counted unworthy to have a place with His people when Christ comes in His glory. Our unworthiness will then be made to appear, for we shall be unable to look upon His face.
The teachers of the truth need to accept the messages God sends as coming to them. These words of Christ should lead them to humble their hearts before God and repent of their wrongs. If they remain as they now are, many will be unready to meet Christ when He comes, and will not enter in through the gates into the city of God. A great work is to be done for those who have long known the truth, before they can give the message in all its fullness to those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Selfishness and envy are being cherished in the hearts of some who hold important positions of trust. Only when these men cleanse the soul temple from its defilement and humble the soul before God, can He use them to carry on His work in right lines.